Here we go again. Same old story. I've honestly done this one so many times now. Trans shooter spewing woke talking points. He actually called himself the Woker. That's what he wrote on one of those gun cartridges, Lee. The Woker. Spewing every Democrat talking point there is. So he's on the Gaza talking points. He's calling himself the Woker and said, aren't you Aquarius? He's pro-trans, pro-gay, hates Trump, wants to kill him. Check. I mean, that's fully a third of Democrats. Remember that poll? Tulsi Gabbard brought it up, said, you know, I mean, our job is crazy. You have literally a third of people in a party want to think, yeah, maybe Trump should be dead. Well, check. He's not unusual in that way. Wow, he's crazy. No, he's not. They are. Go pull the poll. I've just got it in my file. That was after the Trump assassinations. Said, yeah, you know, it might be helpful if he was dead. Okay, cool. That's your message. When you cheer on a CEO killer and you bring on somebody who lionizes him day in and day out, Taylor Lorenz on CNN to praise her and praise him, the message is very clear. They love this. Democrats did this. That's why they don't want to talk about it. I mean, this is a party, again, that cheered Lee, the killing of a CEO. These transgender killers think they're going to be heroes, as close to immortal as you can get. They think everyone is cheering for violence and crime, that they want them to do it. And they may not be wrong. There, I'll say it. They may not be wrong. Let's go back and look at what happened to Audrey Hale, Lee. Okay, because this is a knockoff copycat killing. It is so identical. Go kill little kids at a Christian school. In this case, a Catholic school. Yep, Jack, that's what Audrey Hale did in her rage on March 27th, 2023. 3 days later, for the first time in U.S. history, to honor Audrey Hale, let's not kid ourselves, because that's exactly what it was, Joe Biden, Lee, declared the first ever Trans Day of Visibility. We wanted to have visibility for the trans shooter and friends, but not for the dead kids, who, by the way, remember, Joe Biden never called. Much was made of that. Mm-hmm. This guy saw the whole thing. This is a guy who had a whole list of killers he admired. And the media is reporting that. Oh, he had an obsession with killers. Yes. Which kind of killers? Anybody say? Nope. Can't talk about it. Nope. Shut up. Trans killers. There, I said it. Trans killers. So he was obsessed with. And he watched what happened. Joe Biden threw a literal party. Remember the Trans Day of Visibility. And what did they do? They had all of these trans people to the White House. This was right after the Tennessee massacre. And do you remember what happened in the days after the Tennessee massacre? Thousands of Democrat protesters holding up seven fingers violently raided the Tennessee State House, blaming legislators for what Audrey Hale did. Now, why was the seven fingers significant? It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Those poor parents of those children. Only six people were killed in that killing. They were saying Hale was as much of a victim as those she killed. You think this kid didn't see that?
No.
This is a copycat killing. This is a copycat killing. And folks, this got swept under the radar because Trump's just so busy, no one can keep up with him. And this is partly kind of a problem in some ways for just sorting through the news. You know that Alvarez ambush?
Right.
Where they, and thank God these people just can't use it. Thank God the left is not better at using guns. Okay. They're all new at it. They're not very good at it. Thank God. What do? They use the fireworks, try to get the, you know, in the shooting, the bullets, try to get the Border Patrol to come out so they could execute them, right? This cell, eight people were arrested. Leader of it was Antifa, except by then it had become Trantifa because the whole cell was transgender. They were from a Marxist commune. They trained together. Not very well, thank God, but they trained together. And they tried to massacre Border Patrol. They actually shot a cop. Anyone want to talk about trans angle there? Anyone want to talk about that? They're beginning to pick up guns. They're beginning to kill. They are violent. And that is why the Democrats, who, by the way, snicker and sneer at this kind of thing. It's kind of wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh, we don't want these killings. Stop with your prayers. Oh, but let's have a transgender day of visibility 3 days after the Nashville killing for the first time in U.S. history. And remember when Biden then celebrated, because this was right around Easter, celebrated the Trans Day of Visibility instead of Easter at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, at that point, just go ahead and hang 666 over the door and be done with it. Just be done with it.
Wasn't that the one where the Easter Bunny had to escort him out when the press started asking him questions?
I think that was the year before.
Okay, whatever. Just that I'm having a Biden moment.
Yeah, yeah, really. No, it's you're so traumatized. Yes, it all runs together. All runs together. I understand. Right. Okay, so let's just go through this. Okay, the Minnesota church shooter, trans. The Republican Party firebombing, gender fluid. The Nashville shooter, who we've just been talking about, transgender. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, transgender. The Colorado Spring shooter, non-binary. The Aberdeen shooter, transgender. The Denver school shooter, trans. Iowa school shooter, transgender slash gender fluid. It was all very weird. We can't really sort it out, but definitely gender fluid and trans. The AMC movie Stabber, transgender. The Alvarez cell, transgender, that tried to kill the Border Patrol. All of them. The Denver STEM school shooter, transgender. The Philadelphia King Sessing shooter, transgender. The Chicago street shooter. Remember that parade? It was a July 4th parade. Remember Lori Lightfoot said that they should pick up guns? He did. In a dress. And then they try to tell us, oh, it was just for camouflage. Yeah, because, you know, if you're in a dress with a gun blowing people away, nobody notice you. But if you're like in, you know, pants and a shirt blowing people away with the gun, then they'll notice you. No, he did it in a dress because he's trans. You could tell from the pictures, Lee. Remember they tried to say he was Trumper?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, and what he was doing is he was holding a Trump flag, but he was mocking it in the photo. He had pink hair. Remember him with the pigtails? Pink hair.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up like a little girl online and did the shooting in a dress. And they told us he was a Trump supporter. Trans shooter, Chicago. I'm going to call him what he is. Folks, there's a problem here. And that is why, literally, I mean, I don't know if you saw this, Jacob Frey, Democrat.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he's running for mayor. He's apparently not enough of a communist. There's a bigger commie trying to win the seat. So he steps. So they're literally shoving people aside, okay? The blood isn't dry yet on the sidewalk. The bodies are not cold. That's how fresh this was. And he steps up there, and the first thing he says is not, this is horrible for the families and the children, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, no. It's to tell everyone this.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone.
And then he gets into talking about the kids. What does that say? The transgender issue is important. Why are they automatically writing a rule? Like, can't talk about, they know the list I just read you. They probably already saw his manifesto. It was out there. Every Democrat talking point there is. So what do you say? Can't talk about it, or you're full of hate. Well, you're not talking about the kids. It was bad. It just was a mess. And I don't know. What was your reaction to seeing this, Lee? I'm not surprised.
I was just very repulsed by that because I was watching that video when it occurred there, and just that mayor, just please, you know. Act like a leader. And it's just, to me, it's so hypocritical to sit there and say, you know, if you talk about this, you're a hater, but Donald Trump's a Nazi, you know, white supremacist, yada, 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 all the usual talking points, which are, of course, what got us to this point to begin with.
Yeah. This is a copycat crime. And by the time Biden was done, Lee, they made Audrey Hale, in the Nashville shooter, into a low-key folk hero. They did. I mean, come on. Trans Day of Visibility, 3 days later, big celebration at the White House. Remember how that ended? With that transgender man, who I guess he had the fake breast, but they were real looking, but that, you know, like surgically imposed, or I don't know what you call it. Anyway, and he flashed everybody, remember that? And that went viral, and they had to shut the whole thing down. He's then got banned from the White House grounds. That's how they celebrated the Nashville shooting. So what it was a celebration. And when you have thousands of leftists descending on the Nashville legislature, holding up seven figures, again, I will never forget it. Audrey Hale was not a victim. And if you're a person that's depressed, hurting, like this individual is, alienated, this is the only way you're going to get that kind of love. From the left, not us. And that's why the left doesn't want to talk about it. Because they can't win this discussion. They can't win this debate. They cannot. But the real question, and watch, we won't get an answer again. Because a Democrat coroner and a Democrat police chief control the answer. What we need now is the toxicology report. I want to know two things. Was he on cross-sex hormones? I bet he is. I'd bet my 401k, double or nothing. And number two, is he on SSRIs? But the big one is the cross-sex hormones. We'll never see that toxicology report if he was, just like Audrey Hale. Guaranteed.